Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price. You want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague Simon Constable, writing for the Wall Street Journal. A flashback to AOL Time Warner merger. What happened, Simon? We have a couple of minutes.
This is really amazing. AOL was the company that, one of the big companies that brought the web to the world by sending people disks in the mail, whether they wanted them or not, so that they could log onto the internet. They did very well at doing that, and they did so well they had enough money to buy Time Warner. Time Warner, a very long-standing organization to do with creation, and the two did not mix in any way. And it ended up with a merger costing, they lost $100 billion. It's an enormous amount of money that they lost. And then eventually AOL was kicked off the nameplate of it. But it was really interesting. Culture matters when you have a company. And if the cultures clash, it can be a disaster. And it really was a disaster.
Time Warner was a content company eventually, and is now quite extant as a content maker. AOL has completely disappeared from everybody, but a few emails I see still have a .AOL address. It was a dial-up, Simon. 25 years ago, that was the only way you could get on the internet.
And that's why they sent you the disk, so you could download the software, plug in your phone to your computer when they had those sort of things, and you could do that. And that was the only way, and it was radical at the time, and it did give a lot of people access to something that they wouldn't have had in the past. And it was radical, but that doesn't really fit with people who are creating new stories, new ideas. Four stories and things like that. Like, you know, Time Warner are two great companies that have, you know, content, and that content is unique to them in the way that it is approached.
I also remember AOL as chiefly a marketer, not a internet company whatsoever. Didn't they charge a subscription, I remember, every month? Their monetizing was crude, old-fashioned. They didn't understand the power of advertising online.
Yes, it was very crude, and it was also an act of basically what I would call analog spamming. So whether you already had a link to the web or not, you got one of these in your letterbox every day or every week. They just basically came in there and they just kept sending them. And, you know, so you go in, it's almost like junk mail, but not electronic mail. This was physical mail. So you end up with all these things and you wanted to put them in the bin in the end.
And Simon, finally, as a lesson learned, it was a hot stock, Simon. AOL was a very hot stock, and the merger was extremely popular when it first happened. The catastrophe was later. And I take that as a reminder that hot stocks turn into total losers. We've got a few hot stocks now. We can't guess. They certainly can't look like losers now, but they could be. Do I remember correctly that AOL was at the top when it did that deal?
Absolutely. Absolutely. AOL was at the top, and it was doing very well. But it was also, you got to remember this is in the tech industry, and the tech industry thrives on creative destruction. So you innovate, you destroy your competitors who haven't innovated in the way that you have, and then you take over. But there's always someone behind you ready to innovate and then destroy you. So this is an endless cycle. And so companies just disappear. Like, think about BlackBerry. BlackBerry was the leader in smartphones, and then suddenly it wasn't. It was nowhere. It just disappeared. You know, like your breakfast, if you turn your back and the dog eats your breakfast, you know, it just went. And AOL too, gone,
Simon,
gone, off.
Simon Constable for the Wall Street Journal Flashback.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.